We've all got some million odd stories inside us, but could you try and distill them down to around 20? Well, that's what performing artist Genoa Gila has done to create the basis of her one-woman show, My Uruwai. This autobiographical work mixed the traditional and the everyday, the political and the personal, to tell her own story as a Torres Strait Islander woman. Genoa spoke to Away's Rudy Bremer when she was rehearsing, and she began by explaining what the Kalaa Lagau Yaa word Uruwai actually means.
It depends on how you say it. Like it's like the style of your dancing, or the style of you, or the spirit of you, and it's like an embodiment, I guess, of yourself that is quite particular. So, you know, like when the Māori people watch you walk past and they're like, oh, look, Uruwai, you know, like you can see there's something that they can see, that everybody can see in terms of your identity is not the right word, but it's like you're in a spirit, for lack of a better word, but it's just your, like, only you can have your Uruwai and I can have my Uruwai and they have their Uruwai. Like, it kind of just goes like that, yeah.
And for this work, because it's been in development for a while, you've been working with Rachel Mazza.
Yeah.
So
it actually started in a very different place, and it was quite quick that it went from one place to another to another. Like it almost started off quite superficial, and then we went, oh, okay, there's another layer. And then we went, okay, wait, there's more. And then we just kept digging and digging and digging, and at the moment we're as far as we can possibly get in terms of the show that we have right now.
And so what influence has Rachel had on that?
Yeah, she's quite sneaky. Here I am telling her about my whole life and what I want to put on, and she's just like, oh, yeah, keep yarning. So I'm a good way of telling her all these stories, and she's like, hold on a second, what's that? And I was like, oh, no, I don't know, the scammon story, don't worry about that. She's like, no, just tell me more about that story. So then she started pulling all these other stories out of me. And then eventually we got Kate Champion on as our dramaturg, and she helped Rachel rip apart those particular stories that Rachel kind of put aside. So I had like a million stories, like everyone does. And then Rachel cut it down to 1,000, and she couldn't go any further. And then Kate came in and just cut it down to like 20, you know. So it's quite amazing to watch that transformation as well, and the choices that we made to tell this particular part of my life. I went through many questions with myself, you know, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Why am I putting my life on show for everybody, you know, kind of thing. But then I was also like, but we need to tell our stories. You know, we need to put our stories on stage. Yes, this is my story, but someone else has a story that they can also put on stage. And someone else has a story, you know, because it's all valid. And I found that the more that we do this, then the more everybody has a voice to be able to kind of push forward. So it became less about me in particular and more about what we can do all together. It became a bigger picture.
It's kind of lovely that at the same time, or very close to the same time, that you'll be staging your work at Belvoir, My Name is Jimmy is also going to be on.
Yeah.
And we've suddenly got, like a couple of Torres Strait Islander stories, and we don't normally hear Torres Strait stories.
Yeah, I've been told. Yeah, Rachel Mazza said it's quite amazing to have two Torres Strait stories in the one place. She's like, I'm not sure if I've heard of it yet. So I'm totally stoked that I'm sharing the theatre with Albala Jimmy, because that's like, I've watched that guy. I'm like starstruck and stuff. and I also found out as well that we're related on my mother's side. So like my mother's dad, so his grandfather or his father is like Jimmy's great grandfather's brother. Like it's, I don't know if I said that right, but it's anyway.
There.
One of my granddads is also one of his granddad's brothers, so it's quite close. So I was quite stoked. I don't know if he knows that, but Mum only just told me about 2 weeks ago that was the case.
Well, I was going to ask you about your mum being in town and watching the rehearsals, because this is I'm fascinated by parental reactions to your version of your story.
Absolutely. I didn't realise how versionised, I don't even know if that's a word, it's a word now, my side of the story, you know, like there's definitely two sides to the story, but when you present your side to the other side, especially when they're your parents, oh my gosh, yeah, there's... Mum was very generous.
You're saying she was really generous, but it's not like telling stories that put her in a not good light. Like there's...
Well, it's not that I don't put her in a good light, but that I'm actually putting her forward is definitely something, because I put her forward a lot and I didn't realise that that was how my life was rolling out. Like, Mum, oh, yeah, at this point, Mum said this. Oh, yeah, at this point, Mum did this. At this, you know, like my perception of what that is, and her sitting there and listening to what I perceived her actions were, was quite challenging anyway.
Mm. Well, one of the other places that you are now, because I feel like you're in multiple places. Would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
With that, in the last, of, let's say, 6 months, mm-hmm. you won Deadly Funny, which is the last time we talked.
Yeah.
I know. You were part of Hot Brown Honey's international tour.
Yep.
And you're working on You Animal You.
Mm-hmm.
How are those?
Everything is an aspect of myself in my life. You know, obviously Hot Brown Honey is a particular, like I have a particular character in that. And my beliefs are there, but my beliefs aren't presented like Hot Brown Honey in my show, if that makes sense. But my beliefs from Hot Brown Honey are in the show. And You Animal You, like the way that Danielle helps me navigate my thought processes and stuff, that is involved in my, you know, because it's a part of my arts practice now. It's a part of me and my arts practice. Working with Mara Geku as well, just got back from Numia. And yeah, goodness, Lee Denier Appel, that's the name of the new show that we're going to be premiering in August. But drawing from the history of blackness is again something different, but that's also, you know, I can only draw from that because I am a woman of colour, so I'll be drawing from that as well in my show, like, so every aspect, because all of that is me, then this will also be me.
What are you hoping people take away from My Uruwai?
I hope they find a connection. You know, you can't really ask, well, I mean, you can ask a lot from people, but in a show that is my life, I hope they find a connection with it somehow. As artists, we want to move people somehow. So if they hate it, that's cool. And if they love it, that's also cool. But it means that I've done something, and I'm hoping that it will do that.
Janoa Gila speaking to Rudy Bremer about her one-woman show, My Uruwai.